Good morning again. We're reconvening. It's September 8th, 2016. Again, I'm Susan Drummond, Kitsap County Hearing Examiner. We are proceeding on the agenda to the second matter, which relates to all secure self storage. There are two components to this. One is the CEPA appeal, which we'll be hearing first. The second is the site plan. It's my understanding that there's no one on the sign-up sheet as yet to submit public comment on this site plan. Is that correct? Is there anyone here who wanted to comment on the second piece of that? Okay. I don't see anyone raising their hand. I just wanted to check on that. So why don't we go ahead and identify for the record who's representing the county applicant and appellant.
Testing. Good morning, Madam Hearing Examiner.
Hi.
My name is Steve Heacock, and I'm the environmental planner and also the CEPA coordinator for Kitsap County.
Good morning, Examiner. My name is Reinoud Van Bainum. I am the applicant.
Can you pronounce that one more time?
Reinoud Van Bainum.
Van Bainum. Okay, thank you.
My name is John Spencer. I'm an attorney for the applicant.
And I'm Ryan Vansel, representing the CEPA appellant, the Illihi Forest Preserve, and we have several members from the preserve here.
And just to clarify the appellants, there were, I think, about 12 or a number of individuals that signed the appeal, and so that is that group of appellants that constitutes the appellants for this.
That's correct. They're all members of the Illihi Forest Preserve.
Okay, although for shorthand, I think throughout the proceeding, we can refer to them as appellants or Illihi Forest Preserve.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so I understand there may be a proposal for continuance. Let's address that question perhaps first.
Good morning. We had conducted.
And again, just for the record.
Yeah, for the record, Steve Heacock, senior environmental planner here in Kitsap County. For the Department of Community Development. And for the record, we had conducted a on-site meeting on the property on Tuesday. One of the key components of that particular meeting is that we were hopeful that we would get both the Department of Ecology and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at that particular meeting. And that component did not happen. That did not happen on that site visit. So in light of that and an understanding that we have since then, just yesterday, received basically an email notice from the Army Corps of Engineers and a previous note that's in the file under the hang on a sec. The Department of Ecology's memo and letter stating that they will be available to do site visits and conduct a site visit, and their promise to do so. And then in light with this additional email from the applicant's wetland consultant, Robin Myers, from the Army Corps of Engineers, that they are indeed taking jurisdiction and they will be committed to processing an application. So in light of that, we were asking for the continuance to occur. Let me just briefly read that, so we read this whole memo into the record.
I do have, there were some submissions from the applicant, the Army Corps email, I believe that you're referring to.
Yes.
And the memo from Army Corps. I have read that.
Okay.
And we'll deal with the exhibits later.
Yes.
We'll give it an exhibit number, but I do have those. So
right.
At this point, it has been submitted, and then there will be a question as to whether it's an exhibit. So I don't
Excellent.
Know if you don't need to read it right now.
Okay. Yeah. Excellent. So let me provide that here. I do have quite a few copies that I made of the memo.
And I think this was the one that's been posted online, correct?
I'm not sure if that has or not, to be honest. It's a memo from me.
Oh, from you?
Yeah, from me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
Why don't I read it in? Because then the rest of the folks can understand what we're asking for and then what we're offering as well. And this is data from yesterday from Steve Heacock, Kitsap County SEPA Coordinator, September 7th, regarding the SEPA appeal for the All Secure Storage Facility and the site plan review permit. The All Secure SEPA appeal has had an open record remand order from the hearing examiner since November of 2009. In that remand order, the hearing examiner kept the appeal record open until such time as to allow the applicant and appellants to address questions about the SEPA appeal comments and to foremost review any revised wetland reports, conduct a new on-site meeting, and then reopen the appeal proceedings for finding of fact. As the on-site meeting occurred on Tuesday, September 6th, and we had not been provided with a concurrence from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers nor Washington State Department of Ecology wetland regulatory staff at that site visit, staff now respectfully requests a continuance to be granted for a period not to exceed 180 days from this date in order for Army Corps regulatory staff to process the associated nationwide and individual wetland permit. As there is recent outreach from each regulatory agency, and then friends, I'll talk about Paul Anderson's memo and his associated email, and then a response email from Mr. Jerry Gregory from the Army Corps of Engineers regarding the application, we are hopeful that a county-sponsored site visit and associated follow-up meeting with applicant, appellants, and regulators and reviewers will address the SEPA appeal and associated site plan review permit. So there we have it.
Okay.
So, what we can do, I think we've left the record off thus far. The notice of public hearing is item number 143.
That is correct. Let me. Why don't we deal with the continuance
first?
Excellent. There are a number of exhibits that have been added.
Yeah.
They'll need to be signed numbers, and I'll deal with whether or not there's any objections. But,
right.
Okay, but we'll take that memo, and we'll when we get to the exhibits, we'll. Assign it regardless. Whether,
right.
I assume it'll be admitted, but if not, well, either way, we'll give it a number.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Did you wish to speak to the continuance?
Thank you. Been doing this for a long, long time. Corps has.
Could you state your name for the record?
My name is John Spencer.
Thank you.
I'm an attorney. The Corps has taken over jurisdiction of this matter. Regardless, whatever we do, the Corps is going to have a final decision on it under the provisions of Section 4.4 of the Wetland of the Clean Water Act. So it really is not sensible for us to do a lot more at this point in time. It would just waste money and time. And I agree with the continuance issue. Appreciate the fact, Mr., that the county put a deadline in there because the Corps doesn't always make deadlines and it doesn't always give deadlines. And so if we have that in there, that gives a lot more authority for the county and or us to push on the Corps of Engineers to get the thing done. And so we agree with that continuance. We think it's otherwise a waste of time.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Spencer. And Mr. Vansel?
Ryan Vansel for SEPA Appellants. Madam Examiner, the procedural step of taking continuance does make sense to the appellants. At this time, it's been characterized that Army Corps is stepping forward and is asserting jurisdiction. What we also have from the site visit yesterday and other items that have come into the record from our Army Corps, they've indicated that there's serious omissions in the record. Paul Anderson from Department of Ecology. He has indicated clearly that there's questions around the wetland rating and adequacy of the proposed mitigation and has requested that the Kitsap County defer its decisions. The Suquamish Tribe has indicated that there's significant information missing regarding the potential off-site mitigation and other problems with the rating. The Department of Fish and Wildlife has also indicated that the proposed mitigation does not adequately replace the functions of the wetlands on site. So more than the Army Corps having asserted jurisdiction, there are multiple jurisdictions that have indicated concerns about the status of the mitigation and for the project. While we recognize that the county has its own original jurisdiction through the site plan review and its SEPA determination, those should be informed by these agencies. And that was really the original intent with this remand 9 years ago. The concern for the Illihee Forest Preserve is that we did do a continuance 9 years ago to get this resolved, and now we're doing another continuance when the agencies are all saying that this isn't ready. And frankly, the county could have made this determination itself several months ago before setting a hearing. Instead, in June of this year, after the nine-year hiatus, the county contacted my client, not myself, and indicated that and sent them a notice of the hearing date set for mid-July. Now, we asked them to set it out, and that only got set out as far as September because of the applicant's wetland expert not being available in part during August. And so the preserve has gone to great expense to re-prepare itself for hearing, to have its wetland expert analyze the data, and frankly has been the driver behind having all of these agencies review what's there. Army Corps, Department of Ecology, the Tribe, and Fish and Wildlife were not contacted by the county. Only the Army Corps was contacted by the applicant. And so it was the burden of a citizen group to bring all of these agencies to bear to pay attention to this, when we really feel like that would have been the job of the county and not the expense of a citizen group to go to all of this effort to have an attorney come forward and tell you this and to be prepared to argue on this today. And so while we recognize the continuance is appropriate to have adequate review, our concern with the continuance is that we could be exposed again to hearing by surprise and not necessarily an adequate review by the county that doesn't include specifically a requirement that these agencies have be part of the record. I mean, how do you do an adequate CEPA review if there's not necessarily an adequate wetland review that's been bought off by DOA and Army Corps? And similarly with the critical areas analysis that you need to perform for the site plan. And so we do recognize there need to be deadlines. That's also helpful. So we do appreciate the offer of 180 days. However, we think a little bit more structure needs to be added to a continuance rather than just moving it out. We have some suggestions, but frankly, this all came to us at 5 p.m. yesterday, and we were preparing for the hearing, so I can't say that this is comprehensive by any means. But a suggestion would be, for example, to have the county obligated to confirm receipt of comments by Army Corps, Department of Ecology, the Tribe, and Fish and Wildlife, and the Preserve. You know, we hadn't even received copies of the new mitigation plan and the new wetland delineation when we got notice of the hearing from the applicant. So there needs to be an obligation to share this information as it's developed with us, and I think the county should be the one required to provide that facilitation. And to the credit of the county and the applicant, frankly, I recognize that there isn't code driving the county to do this. It doesn't explicitly state this. And at the same time, the applicant, you know, their job is to go through the code and do what the county tells them to. So that's why I think, you know, an order for continuance is going to have to lay out some boundaries as to what's expected from the parties as they go forward. One item we discussed at the site review was that the county could convene a meeting of the agencies and the parties so that there would be at least, and I would suggest probably two of those. One initially, so that everyone's clear on what the issues are, and that would set the agenda for that meeting. Is that each of the agencies and the parties could just say, you know, here's what we see that needs to be addressed. The second, I would suggest a second one then prior to actually setting up a hearing, so that the county is clear that all of the parties have commented. Now they don't have to agree with them, and I understand that, but at least that everyone's looked each other in the eye and that they're clear that this is actually happened and there's communication. One of the problems that we face in this is email communication has not been effective because there's no one actually holding that record. We would certainly ask that contact be made in advance with the appellants in advance of setting any new hearing date, and that there be an effort made to set a reasonably mutually agreed hearing date so that we can prepare experts. The appellants are going to lose their attorney. Applicants, I believe, also need to find new counsel within their office, perhaps. So they've got a lot of work to do just in that respect. So those are my only comments for right now, just figuring out. But I think we need to have a sense of what a clear order on what continuance looks like. The county's given a little bit of guidance with that with deadlines. I've tried to give a little bit what I think we need as far as communications, but I'd like to open it up to discussion on what we... I mean, we're pitching you in this, too, so,
yeah. So
how we all actually address that.
I do think a hard and fast deadline is a very good idea. I think everyone agrees with that. I'm hearing 180 days, roughly, as a continuance. Everyone is on board with that, correct? 180 days, roughly? I assume we don't have a proposed hard and fast date yet. That will entail, I think, looking at the calendar for the county, which is probably fairly wide open 180 days out at this point. But we can, I think what I'll do is put together a pre-hearing order. And I do think it would be the suggestion of having some hard and fast deadlines in terms of exhibit submittals. Because obviously the record is going to be will be open during the continuance, at least up through whatever deadlines are established in this pre-hearing order. I'd like to hear comments from the county and the applicant about on what Mr. Vansel just suggested in terms of establishing some deadlines. I don't want an open-ended continuance and to be back here. a lot of confusion, and but I'd like everybody to understand the ground rules from the get-go. So. Yeah.
Again, Steve Heacock. The intent of the memo is indeed to facilitate this meeting with the agencies, with all of the regulatory staff. And I think that my memo did spell that out, although not in a step-by-step procedure. But the county is committed to do that, for sure. Yes, absolutely. I'd be pleased to do so. Right. Yeah, I don't have anything further on that. I think that's a fabulous idea.
Okay. Any comments from you, Mr. Spencer? No. Okay. Well, similar to kind of what I preliminary established in the last pre-hearing order, sounds to me the next order on this should address that the county will be coordinating a meeting with the relevant agencies. I'm not going to set a date in that because that'll depend on, but the county will coordinate with all of the parties on this. I will note that in the county's commitment to do that. There does need to be, I think, an exhibit and additional witness disclosure deadline. That might maybe 30 days out. So if the hearing's 180 days out, then 30 days before the 180 days runs. Does that, something like that, sound reasonable?
That sounds fine.
Well,
the court always, never, ever produces on time.
I understood. However, the county runs its own processes, and we need this matter to proceed, and we have to establish deadlines, and I'm not going to keep an open-ended schedule.
I fully understand that. However, if the Corps puts out a finding of fact and the conclusions 10 days before that 180 days expires, we must have opportunity to deal with that, because we can appeal that Corps of Engineer matter. And if we do that, then it goes up eventually to the federal court. So understand that the county can do whatever it wants to do, because obviously has that choice. But if the court comes in and says, this is that, and this is this, and we don't agree with it, or they don't agree with the other side, then we have a whole different ballpark, and we can come in here in 180 days and do all we want to do, and we're still in court.
Well, the question before me is different from what's before the
court. I understand
that. Now, this is an evidentiary question. It sounds like the 180 days has been set to allow for that input from the Corps as well as the other agencies. Is 188 days, is that sufficient to allow for that?
I have three in Snohomish County right now that are coming on their third year and still no response from the same guy.
Yeah, I'm not going to do a three-year continuum.
I know. I'm just telling you, when you craft your order, that we have to take into account that we may not have anything from the Corps. I'm sure Paul Anderson will have something, but the Corps may not.
Okay. Well, that'll be up to the Corps on how to follow their processes. I think right now it sounds like everybody's agreement on the 180, 30 days in advance of that for both witness disclosure exhibits. I'll have some language about the county coordinating meetings with the relevant agencies and contacting counsel for with new counsel. It sounds like new counsel will appear for both the appellants and the applicant. If both of you could have the new attorney do a substitution of counsel so that the record is real clear for the county's benefit on who is representing the parties. So I'll go ahead and note that in the order as well, since there'll be an attorney change, I think, on both sides, it sounds like. Any other deadlines that need to be addressed on that? I think, is there a need for pre-hearing briefing on any of this? And I could always provide for post-hearing briefing as well. But is there an opinion from either of the parties on that?
It's too speculative right now.
Okay.
Really not.
All right. I will not address that issue. So I think at this point we're looking at 180 days, 30 days back for disclosure of a witnesses and exhibits, and I'll craft a pre-hearing order along those lines. So I think that deals with the time frame for this. We should touch on the exhibits just so we clarify where we are. On the county's list, we're at 143, I think. And then we've got 12 additional that were submitted, I believe. And I think rather than numbering, since this is all being continued anyway, so rather than numbering them today, I will ask county staff to go ahead and number them, just add them to the ongoing exhibit list and number them that way. Are there any objections as to the new exhibit that I need to address today?
No.
Okay. So we'll go ahead and admit the 12 new exhibits, the memo from the planning department, and Ms. Blackburn, if you can just see to that everything gets numbered and we have a revised exhibit list. And the county has a site that they've been posting all of these on. So
right. We do have one more item that was brought up in the field visit. And that's a matter of a previous wetland analysis that was done by the appellant's representative, Sarah Cook, Dr. Cook. And so we'll provide that in the record as well.
Okay.
Just to clarify, in the search of the files from an older permit file like this, that was an item that we did not find. And no one else could find it. So I want to just pull that back into the record from, I believe it's from 2008, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I just want to make sure that it's all in the record and everybody has the document, that we officially have it as an item in here, too. So we'll add that.
Okay. Thank you. If you can do that, sign in a number and then update the exhibit list, that would be fine.
Excellent.
I have two exhibit items, Madam Examiner. The Department of Fish and Wildlife was planning on testifying today as part of the site plan review, but because they knew the continuance was coming, that there's not that was not necessary, but we have written comments from them.
Okay.
So, and our site expert also has comments from that site review that we'd like to get into the record.
Okay.
Most of this is just because there's so much time. I mean, normally I just wait until the next hearing, but because so much time passes in this particular case, I'd like to make sure that we're just putting it in the file now and at least having it available for whoever comes later.
Okay. You can go ahead and submit those to Ms. Blackburn or Ms. Blonde, and they'll assign an exhibit number and add it to the list. And, of course, you will have up until that deadline to submit new materials, but if you wish to go ahead and submit, that's fine.
Thank you.
All right. Is there anything else that we need to address on any other questions?
I just want to make sure I'm clear on our process. I heard Mr. Hecock indicate that the county's intent is to coordinate, and you're identifying meetings in the order.
I'm a little hesitant to establish in the order meetings that I'm not holding, but that other parties are coordinating on. I think probably the best way to do that is to state that the county has committed to holding these meetings and reference the exhibit that the county has put in the record. I don't think the order should establish that this, I mean, I don't have the information. I can do it.
Right. I know that you can't establish the meeting, but if we can establish something in the order so that we have something in the record, I don't think it is explicit in Mr. Hecock's memo what the county's going to do and what their role would be. And as I indicated earlier, there's no code that necessarily directs them to. And I hope we don't lose Mr. Hecock anytime soon. But in a case like this, I'm very concerned about turnover with having, you know, the number of attorneys and hearing examiners and everything we've had. So I'm mostly just worried about making sure we have an established record for what we meant by going forward today with a continuance.
Understood. Is there any objection from the county in having, and I won't set a date because I don't have the information to do that. But just noting that the county will coordinate with the parties, establish a meeting with the various agencies, and obviously that's subject to agency availability. And I can't order agencies
right.
to be
yeah, right.
anything
yeah.
like that. So,
yeah, we definitely agree with that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we are
committed. I'll have
to
some
that.
Language on, along those lines. There'll be no, but it'll be in a schedule. But there won't be a specific date associated with that. I'm going to defer to you to
coordinate
all that. There's one question I have, doesn't need to be answered today, but that's, I'm assuming current county wetland regulations or the local regulations that are applied to this.
There is a critical area ordinance that is from December of 2005 that this project is vested to. There was a minor modification in a remand order. I will, in fact, I think we've had, I had a very recent discussion from a phone call with the, with Ms. Gordon, with the State Fish and Wildlife Agency about the remand order from 2007. And I'll provide that as an exhibit as well so everyone is aware that we have that remand order. The nuts and bolts of that particular remand in the previous iteration of the critical area ordinance did allow and state an allowance of wetland fill as wetlands as non-regulatory of a certain category. So category four wetlands would allow a 10,000 square foot size limitation, if you will, for say, being non-regulatory, and a category three wetland, I believe, had a 4,000 square foot limitation, somewhere in that realm. Now, Army Corps regulations are different in relation to that, but the county code and the county ordinance that's vested for this particular application has that those elements.
Any comments from
Madam Examiner? When the question of the continuance came up, I had in the back of my head, this is probably a question that will just have to be ironed out later. I know that there have been some changes in the past couple of years in investing in the state, and I had a question of whether it still applied to site plan in this case. I know that that's been the county's position. We've all been looking at the code from that perspective now, but I have not gone back and prepared myself on that. But that was something I was going to prepare for today, but since we're not, I'm not prepared to argue it. But.
This is not an issue I'm going to resolve today. I would point there are a couple cases on this that have come out from the Washington State Supreme Court, one involving, I think, it's been a while since I've looked at these, but I think City of Kirkland and Town of Woodway, two of the cases that the way I'm reading them, and I leave this open, this is to be resolved later, that common law vesting is done away with. So you need either something under the Subdivision Act, vesting under Subdivision Act, vesting through the building code 1927, or you've got a local code provision that provides for it. At least that's the way I'm kind of reading the case law as it stands presently. So just a note for the parties in terms that's I think it's important to understand in case there are changes that are relevant here, and I don't know. I don't know what the code was in terms of the changes back then versus there, although I've heard some comment from the county on that. So anyway, that's a question to resolve. All right. Any other comments? Any other procedural issues? Okay. I will see you all again. Well, not the council, but the parties again. 180 days, roughly. I will make sure the count or having the order about the county coordinating on an agreeable date to reconvene. The order will address the exhibits, witness disclosure deadlines, my pre-hearing order will be out within 10 days. Normally something like this, I'd have it out next week. It's just my schedule happens to be pretty hectic next week. But you will have an order within 10 days, but you can take it on faith that, yes, this hearing has continued for 180 days. So I think that includes the appeal portion of this. What time are we at? 10:54. Okay. That would mean also that the site plan that is associated with this, that matter will also be continued to the same date. So and I had asked this earlier, was there anyone here from the public who was here specifically to comment on the site plan that is associated with this the AllSecure storage matter? Okay, there was no one here. Live record, like no one was here to comment on that. So anyway, both matters will be continued, both the SEPA appeal hearing and the site plan matter as well, and an order outlining all that will issue within 10 days. And I think, so this matter is concluded. Thank you all.
Thank you, Madam Sandy.
And I think I do not have anything else on my agenda. There's nothing to add, no questions from staff. Okay. We are concluded for today. Thank you all.